You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Not to touch
the earth. Welcome back to The American Journal. It's Monday morning. Yesterday, J.D. Vance went on the big Sunday political shows. I thought did a fantastic job. Really, really giving it to him. Watch a clip of that now and comment on the other side. Here's J.D. Vance yesterday doing the rounds.
Dana, I criticized his lying about his own record, okay? This is a guy who was captured on video saying, I carried a gun and he never went to war. This is a guy who's been captured on video as other people say he's an Afghanistan veteran. He's a veteran of a war, nodding along in agreement instead of saying, no, I did serve my country and I did it honorably, but I never went to a war zone. I'm not criticizing Tim Walz's service. I'm criticizing the fact that he lied about his service for political gain, Dana. You've now asked me three questions about comments that I made 3 years ago. Uh-huh. I wonder what Kamala Harris thinks about the fact that she supported policies that opened the American southern border. I wonder what Kamala Harris thinks about the fact that she lied to the American people about Joe Biden's mental facility for the office. You are interviewing me, Dana, because I respect the American people enough to sit down for an interview.
I appreciate that.
Kamala Harris has been the nominee for 3 weeks. She hasn't sat down for a real interview.
Believe me, we are asking.
But the point is, Dana, you've got me for 15 minutes or however long you have me. We should be talking about public policies that matter. How are we going to lower inflation? How are we going to reduce the cost of food and housing? How are we going to close down that southern border? We've talked so little about that. We've talked a lot more about a sarcastic remark I made 3 years ago. I think we should talk about the issues that most Americans care. Kamala Harris is whatever she says she is, but I believe importantly that President Trump is right, that she's a chameleon. She pretends to be one thing in front of one audience. She pretends to be something different in front of another audience. Look, Dana, she's not running a political campaign. She's running a movie. She only speaks to voters behind a teleprompter. Everything is scripted. She doesn't have her policy positions out there. She hasn't answered why she wanted to ban fracking, but now she doesn't. She wanted to fund police, but now she doesn't. She wanted to open the border, but now she doesn't. She should have to answer for why she presents a different set of policies to one audience and a different set of policies to another audience. And I think that's what President Trump is getting at. This is a fundamentally fake person. She's different depending on who she's in front of. Dana, I criticize people for not having kids. I criticize people for being anti-child. And I do think that Kamala Harris has made some bizarre statements. She has said things like, it's reasonable not to have children over climate change. I think that's the exact opposite message we should be sending to our young families. I want to expand the child tax credit. I want to stop those surprise medical bills. I want to make housing more affordable so that if you have a young family, you can actually afford to put them in a home. And I think that it is unfortunate that so much of our public leadership has become anti-family. One final point on this, Dana. If you go back to the COVID era, one thing that really frustrated me, please.
Are you going to debate Tim Walz?
Of course. I want to debate Tim Walz. I think it's important. And I think that it goes to a very fundamental difference between the Trump-Vance ticket and our opposition. We believe in talking to the media. We believe in answering questions. We believe in debating. I think it's really important. I mean, look, I'm asking the American people to make me their vice president. It's really important to stand before the American people to make that case. And I'm going to keep on doing it in whatever forum I get the opportunity.
So thank you. We look forward to it. Thank you so much sitting down and taking my questions.
Of course. Thank you for coming here.
So, yeah, very forceful, very strong, very well-spoken. But what we're seeing here is the phenomenon of the media controlling the narrative, controlling the controversy in a really blatant and illustrative way. The outrage is that Tim Walz has lied repeatedly about his service record. He's said he's been to war. He said he's wielded guns in war. He's lied continuously about it. Now, that's the controversy. Or, if you're the media, the controversy is Republicans bringing that up. If this was, I mean, they still talk about Donald Trump not going to Vietnam as if that's an outrage. They're not outraged at Tim Walz. They're outraged that J.D. Vance is talking badly about Tim Walz. It's a very simple sort of paradigm that I hope you can see through and understand that they just pick and choose what to make people outraged about. And they're either outraged about the thing or they're outraged that Republicans noticed the thing.
A limited edition, exclusive InfoWars proprietary 24-karat .999 pure gold collectible is now available. In this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art, this is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight-up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. A lot of things to discuss in this episode of American Journal. Talking about Susan Wojcicki, the former CEO of YouTube that died at 56 over the weekend after an aggressive case of cancer, which may very well have been caused by the things that she censored people on YouTube from talking about. And we'll get into not just Susan, but the Wojcicki clan. I think we'll illuminate some of the tangled web of them and their compatriots. We're going to open up the phone lines for your calls. And we have a lot to talk about, again, still with the presidential campaign. Again, J.D. Vance did what I thought it was a pretty great job over the weekend. Donald Trump, of course, gearing up for his return to Twitter tonight. Meanwhile, Clip 10 is who is apparently running our country. Here's what Joe Biden was up to this weekend. Okay, carrier group steaming towards Iran. Massive Ukraine counteroffensive, putting Russia on edge. And Joe Biden might be dead. We're not sure. He's certainly not moving very much. Anybody else troubled by this? Anybody else a little bit troubled that we got a vice president who's on the campaign trail, a president who's laying on the beach, and an out-of-control military-industrial complex sparking multiple world wars under somebody's authority? Somebody's given orders. Somebody's designing geopolitical reality. It's nobody we voted for. This is what Joe Biden's up to all weekend. Just comatose. And you got to think, you know, he didn't want to leave the campaign. He was absolutely forced out. But now that's happened, he's got to be happy. He's got to be happy he's doing this rather than doing some embarrassing town hall. At least he probably knows where he is at this point. But speaking of that, let's go to clip number 16 here. This is Nancy Pelosi pretty much admitting that Joe Biden was unwillingly forced out of his position. Let's watch.
I didn't accept the letter as anything but a letter. I mean, and another, there are some people who were unhappy with the letter. Let me say, some said that some people were unhappy with the letter. I'll put it in somebody else's mouth. Because it was I don't even know, it didn't sound like Joe Biden to me. It really didn't. So, but
you just look around at America today and you're like, well, what's our leadership like? Why are things going so wrong? You know, who's running this country? Well, let's flip through. You know, Joe Biden just like laying on a beach, dead, basically. Okay, who's next in command? Nancy Pelosi? She's just like, I don't know where I am, actually. I'm so old also. Like, just we're just being run by a bunch of, like, I don't even know, dementia-ridden psychopaths. And they're incompetent, out-of-depth underlings, like Kamala Harris. Is she running anything? God, I hope not. These cackling morons. Like, no wonder everything's going to hell. Our leadership are all just literally retarded. And so are the voters. That's the real troubling part. We'll go now to a video of Taylor Hansen interviewing some Kamala supporters at her rally. Clip number two. They're very concerned about losing their imaginary rights for their psychotic belief system. Let's watch.
Why are y'all voting for Kamala Harris?
I don't want to lose my rights. Like, I'm a trans man and I'm gay and I have been pregnant and I've had an abortion before and I don't want to lose that. I'm afraid of not being able to be myself anymore because from what I've heard, Trump's America doesn't want me to look like this. So
from what I've heard, Trump's America doesn't want me to look like this.
What about you?
I've also been pregnant and had an abortion before. I was a minor and it would have been dangerous for me to properly, like, it would have been dangerous for me to carry a baby with, like, personal reasons and everything. I also, like, I'm very, you know,
you're a freak.
Alternative, and I feel like if Trump were to win, I wouldn't be able to
alternative.
Like, express myself through my
looks. She's very alternative.
Very alternative.
Have the piercings or the dyed hair or the tattoos that I want, you know.
What are they talking about?
And my dad's very pro-Trump, and I'm just very...
Oh, it's a daddy issue thing.
Pro-Kamala.
Okay.
Yeah,
she hates your dad. That's what it is.
Does that cause a divide at all?
Yeah, it definitely does. He thinks that Kamala's going to ruin the country, but I think that Trump would do worse, like, a lot. Like, Kamala is going to be good for the country.
Yeah. So liberalism's going to ruin the country like it ruined his daughter. And that's the problem. That's the issue. He had a nice, sweet, you know, loving daughter once. And then she was radicalized by a bunch of freaks, and now her face looks like a pincushion. And her political position is you know, created entirely out of delusion. Totally delusionary. What are they even talking about? She's like, well, look at me. I've got, like, tattoos and ear piercings. And if Trump is the president, I'm not going to be able to have these things. What are you talking about? You're allowed to look like a freak in America. This is why I call it a delusion. What does she think is going to happen? Are they really in this fantasy world where Donald Trump is going to get elected and is going to be like, and no septum piercings? Like, what are they talking about? So from what I've heard, Trump, people won't be able to look like me anymore. What? I wish. Yeah, I wish. You know, maybe one day it'll get to that point. I mean, it's just, it's like beyond delusional. Here's a person who says she's a trans man. A gay trans man, a.k.a. a straight woman, who's had an abortion and is sitting there going, you know, I won't be able to be myself. No, well, you're not yourself. You're play acting as something that you are absolutely not. Anybody else, like, drowning in irony every time you hear a trans person say, I just want to be myself? It's like, no, you are desperately mutilating yourself to not be yourself. Yourself died long, long ago. You are some weird amalgamation. You are a Frankenstein monster of satanic suicidal ideas. Cobbled together. And only existing because your parents are way more forgiving than I am. Or than they should be. He's worried Kamala is going to ruin the country. How can she even talk? I mean, what do you think happens when she walks by a strong magnet? Her whole face is just it's a keychain now, I guess. So you've got some poor old boomer who's seen liberal ideology turn his sweet little girl into a keychain. And now he's worried. Now he's worried the same type of metamorphosis is going to happen in America, despite the fact that it already has. We're just living in the final throes of Babylon here. So, I mean, these type of people, this is the issue with all of this, the main issue at the heart of it, is that there is no arguing with these people because what they believe is asinine madness, right? I don't know, I'd love to see an extended version of that interview. I don't know if there is one. But I want to know, like, what do they think is going to, they think Trump's going to get elected and he's going to ban dyeing your hair? He's going to ban facial piercings? Like, what, that's what they think they're fighting for? You got to understand, folks. We're up here every day. We're trying to talk about like issues that actually matter. World War III, invasion of tens of millions of foreigners into our country, the collapsing of our systems under the weight of the welfare programs, talking about crimes and people being murdered and wanting to feel safe. And, you know, bioweapons being released and surveillance and facial recognition, like just all of these things are happening that are very real. Meanwhile, the people that are in power and empower this whole system to operate are in this world where everything's fine because they can get facial piercings. And the main, you know, threat to world peace is that Donald Trump's going to get elected and make it slightly more difficult to get abortions. Which is not even his platform, which is something he's not even talking about. And everybody on the Republican side is furious at Trump for not being harder on abortion. These people, they're totally disconnected from reality entirely. Just entirely disconnected. You can tell because of how they look and talk and the things they say. I almost want to listen to it again because I can't even fathom what they think what's going on in the world, where they're getting this information. I would love to see if Taylor Hansen was like, so why do you think Trump would stop you from looking like a creepy little, I don't know, middle school rebel? Why do you think Trump wouldn't getting elected would stop you from getting disgusting facial mutilations? You can do that. Nobody's going to stop you. That's not even remotely related to government policy at all, even a little bit. So like, what are you talking about? Meanwhile, if you talk to a Trump supporter and it's like, what rights are you worried about being taken away? And they're like, they're going to try to take my guns. And then you can show a clip of Kamala Harris like, we're going to take their guns, y'all. It's like, okay, this is an actual concern, because it's an actual right that's actually under, you know, being targeted by a political candidate. Don't get me wrong. I think it would be hilarious. I think it'd be hilarious and may even boost his numbers. But you'll never find a video of Trump going, elect me and I will make it illegal to get facial piercings. I will make it illegal to dye your hair or to be trans. It's like it just doesn't exist, doesn't happen. Even if it was, it's not really a big issue. Like, who cares? Trump modifies his body with the spray tans.
A little bit of spray, a little bit of orange.
A little bit of spray, a little bit of hair dye.
Hey, it looks good.
It looks better.
Hey, that hair is real. You can tug on it.
You can tug it. People have. He looks better than Tim Walz, that's for sure. He's got 20 plus years on the guy. But this is the thing. How do you argue with people that are actually delusional? His actual worldview is beyond comprehension. It makes no sense. It is completely unrelated to reality. Like, you might as well, like, it's as if these people, like, they might as well exist in My Little Pony or something. It makes as much sense. It's like, why are you voting for Kamala? And it's like, well, if Trump gets into office, I've heard that he is going to stop the sparkle hooves from living in Chestnut Valley. And it's like, what? You're talking about the child's cartoon, My Little Pony? Like, what does this have to do with politics? Nothing. It has as much to do with politics as her facial piercings. But she thinks this is what's happening. She thinks this is real. She really thinks that, you know, Donald Trump is gonna stop the My Little Pony ponies from getting their tasty apples, and so she's standing up against him for that. These people vote. These people's vote is worth as much as yours. Yes, folks, you out there with the four kids and the running the homeschool and the homestead and the garden in your backyard, yeah, your vote is worth just as much as this gimp in the horse mask who thinks that Donald Trump is going to take away his right to dye his hair. It's madness. It is utter and complete madness. But that's where we are at this point. Donald Trump is going to imprison all of the My Little Pony ponies in work camps. And that's why we have to defeat him. I mean, it might as well be. You might as well. Yeah, be just living in a complete, total, utter fantasy world. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. But, you know, there are some serious people out there. There are some actual people that care about this sort of stuff. One of them was Tim Walz's battalion commander. And this story's at Infowars.com. I mean, my God. I don't know. I'm going to have to go back to that Taylor Hansen video. Because I only watched a little bit of it before I played it on the show, but just playing it on the show. I don't know. I feel like I have to keep talking about it. It's like once you're in the fantasy world, you kind of don't want to leave. Like, wait, no, I want to explore around here. I want to delve into some of these dungeons, see what's going on here. You know, you're in this fantasy world of liberal delusion, where it's like Donald Trump is gonna ban rainbows. And it's like, well, this is strange. This is strange and mysterious. This world is nonsensical and vaguely magical. I don't want to go back to the normal world where battalion commanders are talking about military service. Let's stay in Fantasia for a little while. Let's hang out in the never-ending story. Oh, we got to do it. I got to play that video again. I got to play that video again, and maybe we'll pause it as we go through. But let's go back to Taylor Hansen. Let's really delve into the liberal mind here and see what we can't glean from this. Let's go back to this interview video here.
Why are y'all voting for Kamala Harris?
Why are we voting
for Kamala? I don't want to lose my rights. Like, I'm a trans man, and I'm gay, and I have been pregnant, and I've had an abortion before, and I don't want to lose that.
All right, let's pause it. Okay. Why are you voting for Kamala Harris? I don't want to lose my rights. Now, I've talked about this quite a bit with abortion. People don't take abortion seriously enough. At its very basis, the story that's been put to these people and what they truly believe is they have a right. They have a right guaranteed to them by this government that the big bad Republicans are trying to take away. And as crazy as that is, and ignoring the fact that the right that they think they're losing is the right to kill a baby. So leave all that to the side and just understand these people are motivated just as much as Second Amendment gun owners are motivated by the idea of losing their rights. They think they're losing a right that they have, which allows them in their own conception to believe that they are freedom fighters fighting for a right against a tyrannical and oppressive government. It's madness. It's insanity. But these people vote, and you have to take their viewpoint into account. And I assume that that's the right that he, she is talking about when they say, I don't want to lose that right. But I don't know. They might think that they're going to lose the right to be a trans man, a gay trans man, which is a straight female. It's a straight female. See, a trans man is a woman dressed up like a man, and a gay man likes men. So a gay trans man is, in fact, a woman who likes men. I just want to clarify what's going on here. Maybe she thinks she's losing the right. So, I mean, that makes even less sense than anything else. That makes less sense than anything. She thinks that Donald Trump getting elected is going to steal her right to be a heterosexual woman, since that is what she is, plain and simple. So, let's go back. So she's very scared of losing the right to abort her babies. Now, again, do these people know how pregnancies happen? Do they know what it takes to get pregnant? You know, women can only get pregnant in like 5 or 6 days a month. It's very, very easy not to get pregnant if you don't want to get pregnant. You can also just not have sex. There's like a million different ways to not resort to killing your baby. They don't seem to be interested in any of these things. Let's go back to this video once again. Hearing about this woman who thinks that Donald Trump's going to stop her from being a gay trans man, aka a straight woman. It just makes less sense than anything you could possibly imagine. Let's keep watching.
Of not being able to be myself anymore, because from what I've heard, Trump's America doesn't want me to look like this.
All right, let's pause it there. Doesn't want me to be myself. Well, you are not yourself. Yourself is probably like a blonde woman. Right now, you are play acting as a brunette man who's gay. So you are not yourself. No, nobody is stopping you from being yourself. You are stopping you from being yourself. Yourself was sacrificed long ago to some sort of cult that you are now a member of. Says, from what I've heard, Trump doesn't want me to look like this. Trump's America doesn't want me to look like this. This is what I mean. This is why it's important to look at things like this. These people are living in a delusion. Who knows who told her what? Somebody told this poor girl that if Trump gets elected, somehow somebody is going to stop her from being delusional. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody's stopping you from doing anything except for maybe killing babies in certain states. That's not even one of Trump's big platforms. She has no idea. She just has no idea at all. So this is the modern incarnation of democracy. It's who can convince the most number of delusional psychopaths that they're under existential threat from a non-existent threat, from a non-existent monster. And you tell them, vote for me and I will kill the monster. I will kill Boogeyman. I will make sure that My Little Pony Friendship is Magic continues to be real.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combine it with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually pretty sound filtration system. But sure, I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
And minds of the American people. It's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to stick to topics here for a moment. I think this sums it up pretty well. From the class acts, Ty Cordova at Tux Lemons on X. Kamala Harris is the My Body, My Choice candidate who fired every unvaccinated female in her administration. Tim Walz is the Trust the Science candidate who put tampons in every male bathroom. Both think the Trump assassination attempt was fake, but male pregnancy is real. Yeah, delusion. We're dealing with just people in complete and utter delusion, and it seems like it never ends. And part of this, the manifestation of this delusion is the fact that they will cheer their heads off at policies that are Donald Trump's policies. So they hate him with a burning passion. They think he's evil. They think everything that he suggests is some sort of coded dog whistle that's actually about Nazism. Like, they just, who knows what these people, what goes on in these people's minds, but you can say exactly Trump's policies, just don't say it's from Trump. And they love them. They love the policies. So this is, you know, evidence of this delusion. You've got Kamala Harris, clip 15, just straight up stealing Trump's no tax on tips policy, which is like the number of things. First of all, this is like his most recent policy. Out of anything that Trump has ever suggested, no tax on tips is like the most recent thing. So like why you would steal this kind of doesn't make any sense. It's also the exact opposite of what's been happening with the IRS under Kamala Harris's administration. She is the vice president right now. This is part of the madness. Is that they're convinced that she is somehow going to do something that she hasn't done in the last 4 years, hasn't said she's going to do in the last 4 years, could have done at some point in the last 4 years, could have championed this. It just makes no sense. It just makes no sense at all. Let's go to clip 15. Here's Kamala Harris stealing Trump's platform. Let's watch.
And eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
Oh, my God, yeah. She's so smart.
And they all cheer wildly, where meanwhile, when Trump came out with this last month, exactly a month ago, July 12th, 2024, you had headlines like this. Why Donald Trump's plans to stop taxing tips is a lame political stunt. It wouldn't help most tipped workers, just their corporate bosses. So even though it's an idea that, you know, when it comes out of Kamala Harris's mouth, they cheer wildly. When it was under Trump, it was somehow some sort of devious play to trick workers to benefit their bosses. But now that Kamala Harris said it, well, it's a brilliant idea, obviously. Obviously, it's a brilliant idea. Of course, it was in February of last year that Biden's IRS planned to crack down on waiters' tips. They're coming after waitresses' tips now, tax expert Mike Palich says. It's on Fox News a little over a year ago. They don't care. These people don't care. They don't know. They don't care. They live in delusion. Nothing they believe corresponds with reality, even tangentially, even accidentally. Never once do they land on what's actually going on. Trump's plan to end tax on tips isn't fooling labor leaders. Trump's plan. Yeah, Trump's plan. No, it was always Kamala Harris's plan, and she was never the border czar, and her economy is amazing, and the Biden economy is fantastic, and the Trump economy was terrible. These people just live, they just live in delusion. There's nothing more to be said about it. Now, we will talk about the actual serious people still left in this country trying to tell the truth. Waltz's battalion commander shreds him in Facebook post. Tim Walz's battalion commander shredded him in a long Facebook post saying he does not regret that Tim Walz retired early, because it left room for better leadership. I guess they act like, they act like this doesn't matter or something. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what's going on in their heads? Who knows what their worldview is? I guess it just doesn't matter. I guess none of it matters, because Kamala Harris, they've been told that everybody loves her and she's great, so now they all love her and think she's great. And that's just, that's as deep as it goes, honestly. That's the end of it. J.D. Vance has reaffirmed Trump's commitment to a policy of mass deportations in an interview with ABC on Sunday. Quote, start with 1 million. Trump has pledged to deport up to 20 million people who are in the U.S. illegally, which also is a good start. ABC anchor Jonathan Carl asked Vance whether that policy was practical. One of the many proposals in the platform you've talked about and Trump's talked about is mass deportation. You said he'll start with the easy ones, the criminals, people who commit crimes, deport them. But he said deporting 15 to 20 million people, how exactly do you do that? How do you do that? Well, let's see. They were all brought in here systematically. There's an entire industry dedicated to the importation of these people. You think it's easier to import 20 million people than it is to export them? It's the same function. It's actually easier to export them. And I have a very simple way you can do this. It's not hard at all. You simply put out ads on Spanish language content, and you offer a gift, a free gift to all illegals. You say, if you are in this country illegally, you are automatically qualified for a free, totally gratis, totally free trip back to your home country. We'll provide the flight. We'll provide the hotels. We will send you in first-class luxury back to where you came from. It's not, I mean, it's not a threat. It's an offer. It's a gift. It's a reward for you turning yourself in at an immigration office. The catch is, if you don't take advantage of this special one-time offer, then that is a crime and you will be convicted and sentenced to 10 years hard labor. It's a very simple option. We don't have to send out, you know, groups of people rounding people up. That'd be bad optics. That's not good. You say very simply, if you have arrived in this country without a visa in the last 10 years, then you now have a very special 3-month window to turn yourself in at the immigration office. Pack your bags. You get a first-class trip back to whatever hellhole you crawled out of. And if you don't take advantage of this special offer, then you will be arrested. We will be sending out teams to arrest people who refuse to take advantage of this special offer. And you won't be sent back home. You will be sent to the Arizona desert to dig trenches. So it's up to you. We're not going to chase you down. You can either come to us. We will send you back to your country. You're welcome. Totally free on taxpayer dime. We'll do that. Or you can, you know, pay off your debt to society by literally digging ditches in the desert. I think you'll find people will take advantage of that very special offer. I think you'll find that people will not risk being sentenced to 10 years in federal prison and will, in fact, prefer to go back to Guatemala, where they grew up and live and are citizens. So Trump can take that. You can take that, Trump, if you want a good policy. I don't want to see, you know, stormtroopers rolling around, checking people's ID. It's got to be up to them. It's got to be on their time. They can come to us and ask for deportation because the alternative is significantly worse. So that's just one way that you could do this. But it is funny to me that after they've watched 20 million people be funneled across the border into the United States illegally over the last 4 years, they think it's impossible to do the reverse. How would it be impossible? It would be significantly easier. Especially since apparently all these people, you know, turned themselves in and got asylum. And we know exactly where they are, right?
I want to tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high-quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had 5 companies making product for us. 3 of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know, we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you. And we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product. And then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup. And I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we're even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkovich has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, the attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
Deportations now, especially in light of what's going on in the UK. And, you know, it's not going to be hard for future historians to look back and see how things got to where they are now. But I have the feeling they're going to be simultaneously baffled at the stories that we're telling ourselves contemporaneously as to what's going on. In other words, when people look back, if humanity makes it far enough to look back, it's going to be very obvious just to see, like, there's no mystery as to what's going on in the UK or Germany or France or Ireland, where it's like you've got a homogenous nation of people who are then flooded by the tens of millions of violent, erratic foreigners who have rape gangs and are targeting the natives relentlessly for years on end. Then there's one particularly egregious and violent example where you've got a Rwandan immigrant killing three little girls and stabbing a dozen others. And people get mad at this and go out and protest. Then the Muslim gangs, you know, go out and fight them. It's all very simple. No mystery here. And yet they're coming up with alternative explanations as to why this is happening. They're saying it's Russians. Russians are paying Tommy Robinson to spread fake news to trick British people into rioting, apparently, is what they expect people to believe. Like, it's utter nonsense. How people believe it now is beyond my understanding. You're like, this is just racism and hate. Did racism and or hate kill three little girls? Like, what are you talking about? This is a reaction to reality. This is a reaction to a new and horrifying circumstance these people find themselves in. It's all very simple. And like, it really is baffling. This headline from The Guardian: far-right disorder had clear Russian involvement, says ex-MI6 spy. And it's literally Christopher Steele. It's Christopher Steele. It's the guy who wrote the Steele dossier. The guy who fabricated claims about Donald Trump being in bed with the Russians in order to justify the FISA warrant to spy on him and everybody he's associated with. How this guy is not in prison is beyond me. Not only is he not in prison, he's out there saying the same lie again. It's like, I'm just trying to think of some sort of metaphor that would even make sense. But it is beyond comprehension. It is beyond reason. I mean, I guess just to scale it down, it just makes no sense. It just makes no sense. I'm just thinking of, like, you know, some guy who he's got a roommate, and the roommate just like punches him in the face while he's sleeping, and he gets up and fights the roommate back, and then, like, you know, the police come and they're like, "So what inspired you? Are you being paid by Russians to fight your roommate?" He's like, "No, he hit me in the face, so I hit him back." It's like, there's no mystery here. There's no missing part that it's like, the Russians must be the ones doing this. It's like, no, it's these people were attacked, and now they're protesting the government facilitating the attack. There's no missing element here that needs to be explained with Russian money. This doesn't exist. What are you talking about? But not only are they now taking this disorder that's taking place and using it as an excuse to crush anybody even accidentally being a participant in anti-government activity, they're now weaponizing it to say, actually, you are an enemy agent because you're working for Russia, and this might go all the way up to Farage because they're, you know, wielding this as a political weapon to destroy their political enemies. So I don't know how we deal with this world like right now. I don't. I honestly don't. Half the country thinks that Donald Trump is the bad guy from My Little Pony, and he's going to take away apples from the horses. Like, they just believe nonsense that's totally asinine and ridiculous. And the elite think they're in some James Bond novel where the Russians are pulling strings behind everything. Now, it's like, okay, either these people are actually delusional. If they actually believe this stuff, that's really bad that our country is being run by people this gullible, this stupid, this easily manipulatable. Do they actually think Russia is responsible for the protests and the riots in the UK? If they actually believe that, that's almost worse than them knowing it's a lie and just being cynical, you know, manipulators. I don't know what's worse. I don't really know how to deal with either. Right? Either we're dealing with people that are in full-fledged delusion that cannot be reasoned with because what they believe is nonsense, or we're dealing with people who are just openly and ridiculously lying to everybody, in which case you can't argue with them anyway because they know full well that what they're doing is madness and nonsense. It's crazy. It is crazy. I don't know how to deal with it other than to point at it and laugh, but, you know, it's pointing at and laughing at the lion that's about to eat us. So it's like, this isn't funny. It's horrifying. Piers Morgan is a part of this, and Tommy Robinson is just being dragged through the mud here. Piers Morgan responds to Tommy Robinson. Tommy Robinson says, all they have are lies and more lies. Piers Morgan claimed I was leading a far-right mob to attack Muslims in mosques, which is obviously ridiculous. Piers Morgan responds, you helped incite and inspire the riots by spreading lies about the Southport child killer being a Muslim illegal immigrant, which is why so many of the rioters chanted your name as they rioted against Muslims and asylum seekers who had nothing to do with the killings. Fact. Okay, they did. I mean, other than the fact that the guy was a second-generation immigrant, asylum seekers. And it's like, the facts don't make it any better. If you think the people are mad at migrants because they're foreigners, well, this guy was born in Britain. Clearly, the problem doesn't end with being born on this soil, on that soil. So it's less about the actual immigration, more about the foreign element incompatible with and doing nothing to assimilate to the UK culture. It's not about religion, because this guy was Christian. None of these things are like, oh, so you're wrong for opposing immigration. No, you're absolutely right. And it's doesn't matter if they're, quote, asylum seekers, doesn't matter if they're legal or illegal. It doesn't matter if they're Pakistani or African. It doesn't matter if they're Muslim or Christian. You're importing a violent foreign element that is killing the children of the natives. But here's Tommy Robinson's response to Piers Morgan.
Yes, you've done it again. You're meant to be a journalist. I've never said he was an illegal Muslim immigrant. Not once. 10 minutes of research would show you that. But here you are doing exactly what you've done to Bailey. There's no evidence. You need evidence to make these sorts of comments. You're libeling me. You're slandering me. You're putting me and my family in danger, just as you did with a 15-year-old child, Bailey. And yet you try and take the moral high ground as though you're some great journalist. You're f***ing useless. I have never once said, and if you were man enough, you'd sit down and have this discussion as men. And then you'd bring your evidence, which you don't have. So why don't you use your platform, as you do with your show, to spout lies to millions of people. Lies that have serious effect on safety, reputation. You're lying to Muslims. Do you know what your lies have resulted in? They've resulted in one Somali and literally quoting what you said to Andrew Tate. Literally quoting it. And then threatening to murder me. He was arrested yesterday. They've resulted in Osman warnings to my members of my family, who are now all in danger because you've lied, Piers. Correct your lies. Do your job. Your job's meant to be in a journalist. You're meant to research. You're meant to get evidence before you open your mouth, man. What is wrong with you? You sit there acting like you're credible. It's insane. I find it absolutely insane. You're not credible on anything. You weren't credible on our soldiers. You weren't credible on COVID or vaccines.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that turmeric does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your immune system, your whole body. Well, we came out with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6 years ago. And I was wanting to come out with a turmeric formula, so I talked to some of the big suppliers. I said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you have? And they said it's like 75%. Regular turmeric's just raw, 4 or 5% still has a great effect. I said, well, what's the strongest concentrate you can make? They came back a few months later and they said 95%. This is it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid, and it does incredible things for your body. You know, my wife's a big sports person. She's in great shape, plays tennis, lifts weights all day, but she has joint pain. And years ago, she was taking these horse pills of turmeric. She'd take 3 or 4, would give her relief. I said, try this. She looked at the back. She said, this is lower milligrams. I said, yeah, but that's because it's concentrate. She took it. She said one pill had the effect of the big 4 horse pills she was taking. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just the 95% curcuminoid. It's organic spearmint sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, peperine from black pepper. So it's an amazing formula. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it could be our last run. They're trying to shut us down. And please don't take that for granted. We get shut down, people go, whoa, he wasn't BSing. On my children, I'm not BSing. We're close to being shut down. We need support right now. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to sell out. Please support the broadcast. Get in other products. Get t-shirts, books, films. We need support now. These are great products. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your action. InfoWarsStore.com.
Thank you.